Tom, did the Hornets get what they needed in last night's draft?
I think they did. You know, they changed their name and they changed their luck because they never should have obtained the number 9 pick in the first place. It was just a statistical anomaly, and they got lucky. And then Noah Vonleh was projected to go 4th or 5th or 6th, and he drifted down to 9th. And then at 24, they actually traded that pick. And with 26, they drafted P.J. Hairston, the UNC guard. And he, there's no way he should have lasted that long. So they, I thought they had one of the best drafts in team history. And they haven't had very many good ones, but this one was very good.
Well, in terms of the quest for more size on the court, more shooting power and defense, all those key elements, did size sort of win out for the Hornets last night?
Size was one of the factors, but more than any component, more than any quality, they needed outside shooting. They're one of the worst shooting teams in the NBA, and they just needed somebody that other teams would have to respect from the outside that could stretch a defense that could then open things up inside for the Hornets. And to do that with the late pick, with the 26th pick, and to get Hairston, who was a superior shooter, was great. Vonleh is he's only 18 years old, a very good athlete, and he was not an integral part of Indiana's offense last season. But he was 6'5", his first 2 years of high school, and he played guard and forward and did a lot of passing. So he's good with the ball. He's intriguing because people don't really know him. He played only one season in college, and Indiana wasn't very good last season. And it would be intriguing to see what he can do.
P.J. Hairston, a former Tar Heel, so I guess there's always sort of a sentimental appeal there in North Carolina.
Well, the appeal is mixed because he's from Greensboro and played in Chapel Hill, but you know, he was booted out of school for a series of mistakes, most of which involved driving automobiles that weren't his and speeding. And once he gets to the court, he's fine. And he just looks like an NBA player. He's 6'6", broad, strong. When he shoots from 23 feet, it's like the way a lot of people shoot layups. It just looks pure and natural. And he brings a component that the Hornets absolutely had to have.
So there was, I think, the reckless driving charge, as you alluded to. There was a marijuana charge that was dismissed eventually. How much of a concern are these things for a team like the Hornets bringing on a new player?
I'm told that they did more research into him than they have into any player they've ever drafted. And the concern was that, you know, Greensboro is 90 minutes away. And the concern was that whoever influenced him there, and again in Chapel Hill, could, you know, could maybe reach him in Charlotte. You know, he's a professional now. He's out of school, and they'll surround him with the support staff. I think his mother will probably move to Charlotte, and it is a gamble. They're gambling that he just made a couple of or several youthful errors, and that this is a new life right here now.
Do you think the Hornets will be headed back to the playoffs this upcoming season?
Absolutely. You know, they have the coach in Steve Clifford. They have the big man in Al Jefferson. They have the point guard in Kemba Walker. Those are the stars. And they keep adding pieces around them. And they upgraded those pieces considerably last night. So I think right now they should go not just make the playoffs, but maybe even do some damage when they get there.
Charlotte Observer sports writer Tom Sorensen, thanks very much.
Thank you.